outstanding content, but when it's time to deliver, they fall flat on their ridiculous faces. Enter LA Talk Radio, a cool, irreverent, and entertaining talk station that delivers totally original content without any commercials. Log on to latalkradio.com and get involved with the best talk radio station on the internet. LA Talk Radio, we say what we want.
The morning show that's on your side. But then again, so is appendicitis.
Broadcasting live from the palatial studios of LA Talk Radio, get ready for the best morning show on the internet. It's time for Sam in the Morning with Brigetta, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Thursday. It's September 13th. I can't believe half of September's already gone.
I know.
Wow.
I know.
Time's just flying, I'm telling you.
It is.
Your birthday's coming up. The holidays are coming up.
I know. I'm excited. I just care about my birthday.
Yeah, I know. That's all you care about. It's
okay.
It's only, what, 3 months away? It's not a big deal, you know?
Oh, my God. Yeah, you're right.
Yeah.
That's kind of freaky.
I'm telling you. The year's
all
just
right, guys,
flying by.
All right, guys. Start saving up. You too.
Yeah.
Double presents. I can't help with it. I'm born on Christmas.
Yeah, you like presents and everything?
I'm a spoiled brat. Hello.
Yeah. So people have to buy you Christmas presents and a birthday present.
What do you mean some? Everybody.
Everybody does.
If you jip me, I will ruin your life.
Really?
Okay.
Well, that bad.
But I will remember your birthday and you will get nothing.
Thank you very much.
Yes.
I appreciate that. Now I know what I'm going to get you.
But I'm just saying, like, people give me a pair of shoes and it's like, what the hell am I left for? Foot is like my birthday and the right is for Christmas. What the hell is that? Like, are you that cheap? Seriously? Like, that's bullshit. I already have to throw my own party because no one throws parties for me. They're like, oh, I can't help it. But so I throw like a huge event beginning of the month.
Mm-hmm.
And then on Christmas night,
mm-hmm.
I throw a big party that night because like in Maryland, we're all a bunch of like, you know, drinkers, redneck drinkers.
Yeah.
So like when I go back home for Christmas, we just get wasted.
Yeah.
So everybody wants to go to the bar Christmas night.
Mm.
So it's great.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So how's that different from here? You get wasted all the time here too. So.
Yeah, but this is my friend. Like I've seen forever.
Okay.
And I know like every bar owner, which is so pathetic because all my friends grew up and now they own bars. So it's like when I go back to Maryland, I'm like shit in a can. Like
really?
I'm literally, yeah.
Wow.
It's just one big cluster. And that's why I only can take a couple days there because it's like Vegas. Like it's too much. It's too much. Stop, you know?
Yeah.
So.
I know. Well, that's,
whatever. Anyway, I burned the hell out of my tit this morning. I just want to share this with everybody. Because not only is this the most retarded story in the world, but it hurts like shit. Like, you guys
don't understand. Well, how did you burn it?
So,
with an ironing? A curling iron or something?
Yeah. So, long story short, I'm going on Playboy Radio later on today.
Mm-hmm.
You guys should, it's Jessica Hall's show, Playboy Party, at 3,
okay.
If you guys can listen in. Anyway.
Yeah. Hopefully, it'll be better than the Cato show. I'm going to talk to you
God,
about that.
God, that was
tomorrow.
Awful.
Yeah.
Shoot me in my face. No,
we'll get to that in a minute.
But I go and play by radio a lot, and it's fun, and Jessica Hall is awesome.
Uh-huh.
But anyway, so I wanted to wear, I didn't have anything to wear, like everything's dirty. So this got dropped off to me this morning,
mm-hmm.
So it's all wrinkled. And I'm like, shit, well, I got to iron it, but I already had it on.
Mm-hmm.
So my flat iron was on.
Oh.
So I flat ironed it, the whole thing, while I'm only the front part because I'm that ghetto. Because I'm like, who's going to see the back? I'm sitting on it. Right? And like, camera will be this way, so it'll be fine. I don't care. So I start like flat ironing my whole dress. And then I stick the flat iron in my dress, like into my boob, but it got stuck and I couldn't get it out. So I burned the shit out of my tit.
Oh,
and then
my God.
There's a little discoloration on my dress now and I'm very upset.
Oh, that's terrible.
Because it's new.
Yeah.
So this is my day.
Burning your tit in the morning.
Story of my life.
Wow.
Well, I mean, it works great. Like, you guys don't understand. Flat irons, they're irons, right?
Yeah.
We can flat iron our hair. Why can't it flat iron our clothes?
Yeah.
So it's like the lazy way. I mean, who the hell wants to get out the iron and the ironing board? You know what? I don't even think I own an iron anymore.
Mm.
So, anyway.
Yeah. Yeah, I figured it was a curling iron because that's what you use in the morning.
Oh, I've done the curling iron, too.
Yeah.
If you take the fabric and you just roll it around with the curling iron, it actually gets the wrinkles out. Yeah.
Okay.
I have weird moments of retardation, and this would be one of them this morning.
It does happen, yeah. So it was funny because yesterday at about 1:30, I'm like looking at the watch, and it occurred to me that you said you were going to be on TV.
Yeah.
So I went, you said Channel 32, so I'm going in there. I see paid programming, and I thought, what the hell kind of a station is this? So then...
That's what a lot of people said.
So you went to a show of Kato Kaelin Tailgating.
Yep.
That's the name of the show. Kato Kaelin Tailgating. And Kato Kaelin, for those who don't know, was a casualty of the O.J. Simpson
trial. A casualty. He's not dead. He's clearly alive.
No, he's not. But his reputation, you know.
Yeah.
So he did a show, I don't know what kind of a show it is, but you were sitting there, and you had three other girls with you that were not attractive.
They were on the lingerie ball. They were like butchy.
But yeah, I mean, I would expect someone, you've been on the lingerie ball.
Yeah, but here's the difference now. So I was on the first 2 years, which was all models and celebrities.
Mm.
So I did the first 2 years of like, you know, we're prancing around looking hot and like, you know, but we still play football. Like it's still hardcore. It was all models then.
Mm.
So now, like the third year, they all switched to leagues, and now it's full on athletes. And you have to be like kind of cute, I guess, so they say, whatever. But I mean, it's pretty much full on athletes now.
Wow.
So it's changed, and there's like leagues. So every state has their own team. Not every state, but a lot of states have their own team now.
Mm-hmm.
So I quit after the second year. We all did, because we're like, whatever. Whatever happened to Prim Princess? Like, I want my hair and makeup done. They don't do that. This is full on sport now.
I see.
So, yeah, it's all changed. So they're not that cute.
Yeah.
They're like big. Like, the girl there was a linebacker.
Yeah.
I'm like, damn. You're like, I'm scared, and I can kick some ass, and I'm scared. Like, anyway. But yeah, so.
So they invited you there as the extends girl. I mean, he suddenly was talking only about that.
He
didn't even know your name in the beginning.
He asked me he's an idiot. That's the thing.
Yeah.
He asked me so many times. He's like, because when I came in, he's like, Brigetta, Brigetta. And then as soon as someone else, they spelt it wrong on the teleprompter is what happened.
Oh, okay.
There's a stupid teleprompter, which why you need a teleprompter for that kind of show?
Yeah.
I don't know. It's like us having a teleprompter here right now. Like, that makes no sense. It's fucking retarded. So, I mean, whatever. He got a show on air. That's all I'm saying. Like, I guess being... OJ's accomplice or not accomplice, whatever.
I don't know. I don't think anybody watched it, but.
Okay. Oh my God. So meanwhile, I'm used to being like, you go on an interview show, like you go in and you're expected to be interviewed about what you're doing and what's coming up and maybe what you've done and touch base on it, but where you are now, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like the guy was like so in the past, he found clips of like, I don't even know where those like.
I know. I've never seen it.
And
either.
I'm like, wow, really? And then you didn't even give me a chance to say anything. So I'm sitting there like, okay, well, I'm so mad. I'm fuming right now.
Really?
Like, why am I here? This is a waste of my time. I feel like.
I know. And I thought, what are you doing there?
I was so pissed.
That's what I was wondering.
This is something I would have done in like the beginning of my career 10 years ago.
Yeah,
you know what
exactly.
I mean? Like, why am I sitting here? And not to be like mean or like, you know, pitchy, but like, what the fuck am I doing there?
Yeah.
You know? And I'm just like, oh God.
So why did you go? I mean, what was the big deal?
Because a friend went, who was a reality star, it was a friend, and she, like, I guess, long story short, they started talking about extends.
Mm.
And so she had me call into the show. And this was like 2 weeks ago. And so I couldn't hear anything into the show. And they're like, oh, we'll have you come in.
Mm.
I had no idea. I didn't do my research.
Right.
I had no idea. I was like, sure, whatever. I'll go in. I want to promote the Harley deal anyway. So it's totally fine. So I'm thinking I'm going in there for like a full-on interview. And like, clearly not. It's like, oh, let's talk about extends.
Right.
You know? And then they were like the worst jokes ever.
Yeah.
And I'm like, okay, I've heard everything because I've been the extends girl for 8 freaking years. So like you can say anything and it's not, it's whatever.
Yeah.
So I'm sitting here like, I was fuming and I was like texting my guy and he's like, just sit there and smile.
Yeah.
Own it. And I'm like, okay.
Yeah.
Sitting pretty.
And like, you did look like you had fun, so that's good. You pulled it off.
Oh, it was all faked.
Yeah.
Like, are you kidding me?
I know.
I was
pulled
like,
it off.
Please, I'd rather watch paint dry.
Yeah.
Like,
I know. And then they go outside and throw footballs and shit like that.
I'm
like, it's why like, what the hell is
that?
Anyway, so anyway, but you got to be on TV on a show that nobody watches.
You know how many shows I'm on?
Yeah.
Like, I give a shit.
I know,
about
that's
that.
What I'm saying. I mean, I'm making a joke.
I know.
I'm being facetious about it.
We should get you on there.
Yeah, right.
My God.
Can't
He's
pay
like
me enough.
The worst jokes ever. Like,
yeah.
How is someone like that on? I don't get it. Anyway.
Yeah. Well, they pay to be there. It's paid programming.
Is it?
Yeah.
So he's paying to be on
yeah,
there?
Yeah, right.
Why? That's so okay.
Because he wants to have a TV show.
That's fucking retarded.
All right, whatever.
That's pathetic. I don't pay for shit. You pay me. You know what I mean? Like.
Yeah. Well, that's good.
I almost said going in there. So I'm SAG and AFTRA, so am I getting paid for this? And then I thought, no. When I walked in, I was like, oh, no.
No, that is under talk show rules.
Yeah. No.
All right. Well, great. We have a great special guest in the studio. We're going to bring you in now. And your name is Teal Conrad.
Yes.
Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
An amazing name and an amazing profession. That's not the name you were born with, is it?
No.
No, it's not. Everybody's got to have a poor name.
That's true.
Yeah. Well, welcome to the show.
Well, first of all, how did you pick that name?
Teal is my favorite color, it has been for a long time.
Really?
Wow. Conrad, because it's a boy's name, and
yeah,
I'm a bit of a tomboy.
Really?
Oh, awesome. Yeah.
So just threw it together, and I don't know why I picked it exactly. I didn't like it at first, but it's growing.
Yeah.
I like it.
Thank you.
Yeah. I think it's
amazing how many women say they're like tomboys and stuff, and yet you look so feminine, you know? So
oh, please. Like, you know I'm a tomboy.
I know you are.
Me?
Yeah.
Who sticks a flat iron in
I would do that. I would do that.
But
no, we already know about you that you're a tomboy. We know that. Wow. So, well, this is cool. So, wait, are you originally from L.A.?
No, I'm not. I'm originally from Portland, Oregon.
Portland, Oregon?
Yeah, just outside of Portland.
Well, I hear it's beautiful there, right?
It is. I grew up in Lake Oswego.
Really?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I like that. It's really pretty there.
It is really pretty.
Wow. And so you grew up there and stuff. Do you have any siblings?
I do. I have two older brothers.
Really?
They're half-brothers. One's married and they're both on their own.
Yeah. So your parents were divorced, when you were young?
Yeah, when I was about 10.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's not that young. I mean, when I got divorced, my kids were 3 and 6 months, believe it or not.
Oh, wow.
That's terrible, you know. But what are you going to do? You know, sometimes you got to do it.
Yeah.
So, so cool. So you're the youngest one, huh?
I am the youngest.
The baby of the family.
The baby.
Awesome. So... I'm sorry, go ahead.
How do your big brothers like feel about everything?
Oh, they don't know.
Oh.
Wow, we'll have to get to that. That sounds pretty interesting.
Yeah.
So tell us a little bit about Oregon. What did you do there? You went to school, obviously.
Yeah, right? I went to private Christian school. And then,
oh, God.
I did too.
And then graduated high school, and I was a fitness model for about a year and a half.
Oh, really?
And then that brought me to L.A.
Uh-huh.
I did Oakley, awesome. Oakley sunglasses, and
really?
Then I discovered porn.
Oh, how did you discover porn?
Oh,
probably met a guy that knows a guy, right?
No, not
usually
really.
No?
I don't know. I went to this dinner, and there were people that were in the industry, and I went to school with Casey Jordan's sister.
Mm-hmm.
And
Casey Jordan is a porn star?
She's not in porn anymore. She's a part of the whole Charlie Sheen thing.
Oh, got it. Yeah,
so
yeah.
She...
Is that Brie Olson?
No,
similar. The other one.
The other blonde.
Okay.
Oh, because we had Brie on the show.
You did?
Because that's not Brie's real name, so I thought maybe you gave like her real name.
Oh, no.
Okay.
Casey Jordan is an ex-porn star and was a part of the Charlie Sheen thing. I don't know. I just was like really intrigued with the whole industry when I was at the dinner. So I contacted Casey and, you know, I didn't go right into it. I wanted to know more about it. So I talked with her about it for a little while and then came back to L.A. and
right. So what piqued your interest? I mean, was it the sex? Is it the money? Is it both? Is it fame? What were you looking for?
It was more so like with fitness modeling, you can't be yourself. And I felt like I was just constantly, you know, being this perfect image for Nike.
Yep.
Like I was always at Nike. And Oakley, I loved it. It was fun. But I just wanted something new.
Right.
And I'm young and...
Yeah.
Why not?
Right. Yeah.
So
there's a lot of reasons why not, but we'll get to that.
Well, I mean, I am going to school, so it's not like Right. This is just...
It's not at the expense of something else.
Yeah.
Yeah. What are you going to school for?
I'm going to study communication.
Really?
Okay. At UCLA.
Oh, wow. Awesome.
Yeah, I'm
wow. really good. A smart cookie we got here. UCLA and everything. Wow.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it. I start in a couple of weeks or yeah. a week. I don't know.
Did you go to school back in Portland, too, or are you yeah. starting college here?
I'm starting here, and okay. I finished high school early.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I had extra wow. credits from going to wilderness therapy as a freshman.
Oh, my gosh. That's funny.
Yeah.
Yeah, wow. So you got all the qualifications.
Yeah.
Wow. So what? So you asked her about it. What did she tell you, Casey?
What did she say? She's not in it anymore.
Right. How long was she in porn?
Oh, I don't know. I think... She shot for about 4 years.
Yeah. That's usually the how long they last in the
really?
Industry, right? Because, yeah, I mean, because once you... I think once you've been there for a while and you're very known to people, they want to have new people and stuff like that. And I think, you know, by the time you're 25, 26, you're probably too old, right?
Yeah. I mean, that can be the case. I think it's all about the way, if you're determined and
right.
if you stay healthy and you're not on drugs and you're grounded, then you can last longer.
That's true, yeah. I guess many of them just burn themselves out.
They
huh?
do.
Yeah.
With the drugs. There's a lot of drugs in the industry, I know that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, like heavy drugs and stuff, mm-hmm. you know. So.
Well, I'm
well,
sure.
Yeah.
I know, like, when Mary Carey, like, she's a good friend of mine, mm-hmm. she used to do it. I mean, she was so fucked up all the time.
Really?
That's why, like, she went on Celebrity Rehab, because she just got
yeah.
sucked in and was doing so many drugs and drinking so much, and then she had to stop.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So how long ago was that, when you went to that dinner and you had that conversation with her? Was that a long time ago?
No, it really wasn't. That was in the end of February, I believe.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and then I came back in March.
So you moved here recently, I mean this
yeah.
year, right?
I moved here about a month and a half ago.
That's all?
Mm-hmm.
Wow. So yeah. this is so you just started doing the porn a month and a half ago?
Yeah. Well, wow. I guess you could say I moved down here the last week of June.
Mm-hmm.
But every day in July, I was working. I had one day off.
Wow.
Wow.
And that's with traveling and everything. It was crazy. So I wasn't able... I had my apartment and everything.
Mm-hmm.
I just had no time to move in. So I was like... I stayed at the model house, I will say.
Yeah.
I was staying at the model house, but, you know, my apartment was waiting for me, and it worked out. I wasn't there every
yeah.
day. I mean,
yeah. So back to that question. I mean, I don't think we answered that. Like, what made you? I mean, what is it that she said that made you decide, I'm going to pursue this?
I love to be naked, and it's
okay. That's a good enough answer.
I don't do it for the money. You know, the fame's cool, but mm-hmm. I'm a porn girl. I'm not a porn star. Clearly.
Okay. Well, you will be a star soon, I'm sure.
Hopefully. So it was more so about just being myself, and I know that I'm pretty grounded and something new.
Right.
And it's funny, if you look at my photo sets, uh-huh. you'll see that the more naked I get, the more I smile.
Really?
The happier I look. Like, especially on twisties. It's hilarious.
Really?
So funny.
So, I don't know. I really like it. And I'm probably the happiest I've been in
really?
A couple years.
That's
wow.
awesome.
Yeah.
That's amazing. So, you're still college age and everything. And,
yes.
I mean, yeah, it's like, you know who you remind me of? Amanda Knox. Do you remember her? She was like... the girl from Seattle who was convicted in Italy and stuff for murder. I'm reading the book on her now, so you
might need murder.
You're no, like,
I'm not associating
not
you with that. But,
no.
but the tomboyish, innocent-looking
yeah.
girl, you know, the girl next door and stuff, you know.
We'll have to
so,
that.
Yeah, but I guess you're, like, very valuable to the industry. You know, you're mm-hmm. you're natural, you're, you know, you're... you look innocent, kind of, you know, so...
Kind of.
Yeah. So that's what they look for, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm unique, I guess.
I guess you are. So you like to be naked, and you figured, what the hell? You probably like sex, too.
Yes.
So you figured, what the hell? I'll get a lot of sex. Not that you couldn't otherwise, right? I mean...
That's true, but I did come into porn only having sex with three people.
Really?
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, wow. My gosh.
Wow. So she decided, I'm going to go crazy now. I'm going to go through half the men in LA.
Sort of. When I first came down and signed with my agent, I was like, I'll do girl, girl, which I've never been with a girl at the time. And I was like, I'll do boy, girl. And then I was flown to Arizona for my first solo shoot. And everybody was telling me, you need to take this slow. You are 18 years old. You need to just do solo for a while and work your way up. So I did that, and so I came back. And
so you had to go to Arizona for that?
No, I did my first solo shoot, and they flew me to Arizona. It was for FTV Girls, and then I came back.
I see,
And I told my agent, I left at first, like, we weren't getting along, whatever, but now we're great friends. So I left and was like, I'm not doing this, fuck this. You guys aren't respecting what I want, and I'm going to leave. So I took matters into my own hands, and I came back about a month later, and knowing I had to figure out the industry and learn more about it and did my research, came back and was like, all right, don't put me on the website until I get moved down here because I don't want the drama at home. I'll do solos, and that's all for right now. So I
good
did
for
solos
you. Yeah.
For like till my birthday, which was June 1st, and then I signed a contract sometime in June, and my boy-girl scenes for my contract were shot in July.
Oh, wow. Yeah. So you actually did that already. So, I mean, they told you to take it easy, yet what? After a month and a half of solo, you got into couples?
No, not necessarily. I started in March and did solo, just solo work, and the first... Well, they booked me for a girl-girl my first week in L.A., and it was with a 40-year-old woman.
Oh,
and
my God.
And my agent didn't tell me that because he was – and he canceled it before I found out who it was with. And he was like, there's no way she's doing that. We'll see her out of the business.
No way.
So I never shot it. And then I had to pay to cancel a digital playground shoot. But it all worked out because I got
You had to pay to cancel.
Yeah, I canceled the day that I was leaving. I bought a plane ticket home and said, fuck this, and left. Yeah, but I came back, and I am now just really happy with what I've gotten so far. I have a really good contract.
Awesome.
Yeah.
So you have a contract with who? What company can you say?
Yeah, babes.com. It's a new site that Twisties, or Manwin, of course, opened. And it's just really sensual, like lovemaking. I like it.
Oh, really?
My first boy-girl scene just came out.
Oh, really?
Awesome.
Yeah.
It's just really sensual, not like getting fucked really hard or anything.
Yeah.
So with the guys that they connect you with, are they like way old, or are they like around, they try and keep you around the same age?
Oh, I pick who I work with.
Oh, you do?
Yeah.
Okay.
And I've only worked with two people, I think. Yeah, two people. Three people. And I picked them, and I like, they're all three very nice people.
Good.
Yeah. So what did you, were you saying you were 18 or 19 now?
Yeah, I'm 19 now.
Wow.
I wanted a boy-girl scene when I was 18, but I didn't want it to come out. And Wicked Pictures said that they would shoot a scene, which is a condom-only company. They said that they would shoot a scene and hold on to it for me. So June 1st was my birthday, and I shot a boy-girl scene with the same person that I shot the boy-girl scene that came out this week with.
Right.
And they're holding on to it for me, and I missed my birthday dinner for it. Everyone's at the dinner table like, Taylor, are you coming?
Yeah, where the hell are you?
But it was worth it. It was good.
Yeah, just wait for me. I'm fucking right now, but I'll be there. I'll be there shortly.
I got done at 2 a.m.
Wow.
So, I mean, but... You know, I can't wrap my mind around it. I mean, you started like 18, 19, you know? It's like, you know, I mean, you're just starting to discover sex, no? Or, I mean, what age did you start?
I had a serious boyfriend for almost 4 years, and we lost our virginity to each other. I think I was 15 and a half. We'd been together for over a year. And... I don't know. I broke up with him. I got bored. It wasn't a challenge anymore. And, you know, that loses your interest. I love the kid to death, but it's just like not, we're just too good of friends.
I see.
Oh, I've been there. I know that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Does he know about everything?
He does. But I used to really like the Bad Boys. Mm-hmm. And he was a troublemaker.
Yeah.
So he found out when he was in a therapy program, like not rehab, but like this court ordered thing he had to go to. And he's like, why are there naked pictures of you online? Like, why?
What?
Yeah, people posted my LA Direct pictures on Facebook.
Oh my
and like
God.
Everywhere, like the first week I took them, I'm like, how do you people find these?
Yeah, yeah. Oh, trust me, they find them. I know.
Yeah.
So. Not that I have naked photos everywhere, because I don't, but photos you don't want. Turn up.
They
yeah.
turn up, huh?
They do. Mm.
I know. There's no privacy anymore, I'm telling you.
There's really not.
Wow.
No privacy.
So you told your parents you move in here to model and everything, right? And to go to school?
Well, my mom and I, we don't really talk very much right now. But I think that she'll get over it. And
so she knows.
She Google searches me all the time. She doesn't work. It's so weird. I don't know why she does it, but... I don't think she does anymore, but she was Google searching me for a while.
Really?
Because she knew. She
yeah.
had a feeling.
Well,
but she didn't
knew.
Know your porn name, did she?
Yeah, she does. That's what
really?
She types in Teal Conrad.
Oh, really? Mm-hmm. How did she find
yeah.
out?
Well, she just pokes at her iPod all day. She doesn't work or anything. She's
yeah.
just...
Wow.
I don't know.
So she just researched you and somehow it came up.
No, somebody posted my link on Facebook
oh,
at home. Wow. And then... Somebody of, I don't know, probably people called my mom. Who knows? People
yeah.
are so weird.
Mm-hmm.
And for a while, well, she's just begging me to come home.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And my dad thinks, this is bad. He's going to find out because the AVN magazine is being mailed to his house with an interview. And I'm really pleased with the interview, so it's a good way to tell him that I don't just work in the office of LA Direct because
right.
I really don't.
So he thinks you work in the office of LA Direct.
Yeah, but I did do that for a while and I really like doing it. Mm-hmm. And office work is fun. So,
yeah.
I mean, it's not like I'm completely lying, but...
Yeah. I mean, do you understand them, where they come from and everything?
Oh, of course, the
yeah.
family. Where
and especially when you're still young and everything, you
mm-hmm.
know? I mean, it's not like you're 25, 30, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, imagine if your daughter... comes home just one day. I flew home. I was just at the point. Oh, when was it? June. Yeah, it was June. I flew home and I had to move everything out of my mom's. So I just rented a U-Haul.
Mm.
And when we rented the U-Haul, I go, Dad, I'm gonna buy a car. And he's like, you have two cars. I was like, yeah, well, you know, it's one of them's mom's car and one of them's your car that you guys both gave to me. I want to buy my own car.
Mm.
And my dad's like, I was like, I almost bought one in California.
Mm.
And he was like, okay.
Mm-hmm.
So I drove him to Infinity. And I was like, I'm not leaving here till I get my car. And he's like, what? Like, I was like, Dad, I saved all my Nike money, which I have. I've saved all my modeling mm-hmm. money. And I just bought a car. And then the next day, but the day after that, I packed my car and I drove down here.
Wow.
And I told him I had to help the agency with lots of stuff, like right. driving girls here and there. I don't know.
Yeah.
That's
you
so
have
funny.
To start coming up with lies and stuff because, you know, I mean, it's hard. It's hard to tell the truth, I think, at this point, you know?
Oh, no. I tell the truth of exactly how it is. It's hard for me to lie about it because...
Right.
But what I do is things that happen to me, mm-hmm. I just say that it was some other girl.
Yeah.
Like I said, for instance, I went and did Girls Gone Wild and, you know, I took a picture in front of the bus.
Uh-huh.
I was like... Yeah, Dad, I took a couple girls to Girls Gone Wild and I got a picture in front of the bus. Check this out. I sent it to him.
Oh, my God. That's really funny.
So you started with solo and stuff.
Yeah.
Was that strange for you or was that pretty easy for you to do with people watching and everything? You know?
The first time I did solo, it was a little weird because I used to be a Zumba instructor, so the guy was like, oh my God, you need to get up and do Zumba. Like that.
Really?
So, and it's the first thing that came out, so everyone had to see it at home.
Yeah.
I'm doing Zumba, like, naked.
Oh my God.
And then afterwards, I go and, like touch myself, and he was like, I just want you to look really innocent and I want you to be really quiet. So I'm like, okay. It's honestly more awkward to be quiet and hold everything back than it is to just be yourself.
Really?
I started to figure that out after my second or third solo shoot. You just need to sit there and pretend like no one's watching.
Wow. And you close your eyes and everything. And
yeah, a little bit both.
But they tell you how to do it, right? It's not the way you do it at home, or is it?
You
obviously have to be to show more that you're into it. I mean,
yeah.
Because when you're at home, nobody's watching you. You don't care what you look like. But
see, this is what guys don't understand, too. Like, even my guy is like, whatever. I'm like, they cut scenes together. And I was like, they shoot for a long time. No, they don't. No, they don't. I'm like, yes, they do. I have friends in the industry. Yes, they... No, they don't. I'm like, okay. And I'm like, and sometimes you're told to do certain things. No, they're not. That's how they do it. And I'm like, okay. Okay, whatever you want. Like, guys just don't know. They actually think, like, that's completely real and how you would normally do it. Which, in a way, I'm assuming is, but it's also acted up for the angles in the camera, right?
Yeah, I mean, it's a little bit of both. You're right. It's the angles are what is tough, especially when you're doing, like, a boy-girl scene. You can't just get it on the way you would at home.
You got to do it for the camera,
you got to, but you have to face the camera correctly, and it's work.
Right.
And when people say that, you know, my ex-boyfriend would be like, oh, please, you just pose for a camera for a living. That's not work. I'm like, at the end of the day, I go home and I am tired. And I love
that. It is work, I mean, people don't understand that, you know? I mean, you go in there, it's not like, you know, you bring a guy home, you go into bed, and you have fun, you know? Here, you're going in, you have a director, you have camera people, they all tell you what to do. And, yeah, it's not the same. I would think it's work, too, you know? For the guy, too, to stay hard and everything, you know? It's a big deal.
Yeah, and to be able to come on camera, it's a lot of work. Not to mention sitting in hair and makeup forever. And fake eyelashes are a pain in the ass.
Yeah.
When they first put those things on me, I was like, I can't even open my eyes.
Oh, my God. I hate those things.
But why do they do that?
My eyes are stuck together. I can't see shit. What the hell is this?
But, I mean, you know, if they're taking the angle of a young, innocent girl, why the eyelashes? I mean, you know, the thing is that that's what they do. They make you look totally different with the makeup and everything, you know. They make you look, like, really seductive and dominant and things like that in porn. I mean, that's what I've noticed. But, you know, with an innocent-looking girl, I don't know. I wouldn't put anything on there.
What they do is they put the eyelashes on there, and most makeup artists, I think, just throw the makeup on the same way they do to every other girl, and that doesn't work for me, because I have my breakout times, like right now, you know, I break out, like, here and there, but I don't need to have my face caked, and I don't need to have everything big and extravagant, because it's just going to make me look completely different.
Right. Yeah, I agree.
Exactly.
And I think that's with a lot of girls, but I have had some really good makeup artists, and it's a glamour look that way. But it was a struggle because I was doing a lot of glamour stuff for, like, twisties where they do the big makeup. And then I recently did a shoot where they had me be like a little girl almost, and I'm like, I really don't know what I'm doing, right? Yeah. Like, this is the complete opposite of what I've been doing. You give me Hanes panties and a jersey, and you want me to sit there with pom-poms? Like, this is a joke.
Well, that's what acting is about, you know?
So that, but it's the poses, you know? So that was, it's just a little weird going from one thing to the other, but I think that solo is a lot more work than boy-girl or girl-girl.
Really? Yeah, because all the focus is on you, right?
Yeah. Now, with, like, girl-girl, had you ever been with a girl before?
She said she hadn't before. It was,
oh, I didn't hear.
Or yeah, did I've she just, say it was the first time with a woman, right?
Yeah, I mean, I can't say that I haven't made out with a girl in
before.
High school, like once or twice. But no, I hadn't ever been with a girl. And
so how did you just, like, figure it out?
They probably tell them, you know? I mean, it is. You know, you have a director there.
But the first girl-girl I did was a little weird. But the second one, I did a Twisties live show with Taylor Vixen and Elle Alexander, and they really broke it in, and I really enjoyed it. It was really fun.
Really?
And I hadn't ever been with a girl that way, because with the Babes contract, they, in the shoots that they do, it's really sensual. Mm-hmm. It, in the Twisties live show, we just went all out, and it was a blast. So that really, I'm mm-hmm. starting to get into girls.
Yeah. Wow, good for you. Yeah. Bridget has been doing that for a while. So, yeah. Why don't you guys get it on here?
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Loud, you know?
Get it on the table.
You know, a guy has to say that, you know, just because.
You would.
Because I'm going to get emails from people saying, why didn't you ask him to get naked?
Wow.
But yeah, I mean, every man's wet dream. So so you're starting to like it now.
Yeah, I am. I'm looking forward to my next girl.
Wow. So you're doing it mainly for the sex, right? I mean, and the money comes after that. Because I think some people just do it mainly for the money, right?
Yeah, people do it mainly for the money, but every check I get goes into my savings.
Nice.
And then I just take a portion out for what I need.
Great.
I just save it, and yeah, the money is great, but I'm not here for the money. I mean, I come from a well-off family that does not want me doing this, and they beg me to come home.
Right.
But
God, it's got to be tough for them, you know.
I mean,
think about it.
Yeah, it is. I'm a little nervous for my dad getting this magazine in the next day.
Why is he getting it though?
Yeah, that's your way of telling him?
I think people are like, no, don't do that. But I think it's the best way to tell him, because it's not too harsh.
Yeah. Yeah, okay. But then he has to see you, right? I mean,
I'm not naked in it.
You're not naked in it.
He does not know I have boobs. Like, we'd go on the boat, I'd have like a life jacket or wear pullovers. And so he is going to see me partly clothed, but not naked.
Wow. God, man. Can you imagine that?
I'm just thinking because, see, my parents like are very strict too, and you know, I come from a decent family, and they went crazy when I did lingerie bowl, you know, and it's like, that's just fucking lingerie.
Yeah,
and then I was topless on Californication, and they were like, I mean, I did a lot of different things. Oh no, the topless skydiving, that's where they went ballistic. Like, I got paid to jump from a plane topless. Why wouldn't I do that?
Yeah, that's
cool. How fun is that, right? Mm-hmm. Who could say they did that? It's awesome. Mm-hmm. They went ballistic, and then they started Googling, and it was just bad. And then Californication, I just said, don't watch it.
Yeah.
And they kind of knew. They were like, oh, God damn it, Brianna. Whatever. But, it wasn't even that. It's just that I'm topless. It wasn't even that bad. It was funny. You know, hilarious if you have humor, you know?
Yeah.
But they, I can't imagine, like, if I were to say I'm doing, they would never speak to me again.
Right.
Never speak to me again.
Yeah.
So, yeah. But at least you're, like, you're not talking to your mom right now, but she'll probably come around.
I text her. She doesn't respond.
She'll come around eventually.
She will come around.
Where do you see yourself? Like, where do you want to be in the next couple of years?
Yeah, what are the plans? How long do you plan to be in the industry? What do you want to do after that? I mean, obviously, you're going to school for something.
I'm going to go to school for communication, which is good for being in an industry like this. Mm-hmm. I feel like there's something I could do after porn.
Right.
Right now, I've just had some really good opportunities, and I think that if it keeps going this way, then I can make a career out of it.
Stay for a while. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's true. Save up a lot of money.
So I'll see her at the next AVN.
Yeah. For sure.
Because I used
to
go because of Extend. So.
Yeah. Really?
I've heard it's fun.
Yeah, it's
AVN,
it's really fun.
It is fun. Yeah. So, wow. So you get involved with the industry and everything.
Yeah.
Now, so you get to pick the guys, right? The girls too, right? That are with you?
The girls was a little bit harder because I wasn't really into girls, you know?
Really?
And I didn't really know any girls. Mm-hmm. So I had my agent put together a list and was like, just pick a couple off of this list, and if possible, or whoever else, and then just give me the list back and we'll send it in. Mm. And then they picked from my list.
Right.
So it was more so like, she's pretty if she's pretty. like that.
Now, do you feel, I mean, people talk about this. Do you feel like empowered by this? I mean, do you feel that you're like in control? And
I am in control of myself.
Total control.
And I don't do anything I don't want to do.
Right.
A lot of girls do have the problem of letting them do, you know, stuff that they don't want to do.
Right.
And it's just, it's not fair to them to have to do something that they don't want to do. They don't look comfortable on camera. Mm-hmm. And I do say no to a lot of things.
Right.
And that's a way to stay grounded.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, and so they tell you pretty much like to graduate into it, right? You start with solo and then girl, then boy, girl, and then anal, right?
Well, they don't do that. They actually want you to jump right on into boy, girl, and girl, girl.
Yeah.
And yeah. That's why my agency at the time got a little upset because I was like, no, I'm not doing that. Mm-hmm. After I figured it out.
Right. Mm-hmm.
But I think that my agent now, he's like, we did the right thing.
Yeah.
And they're all really pleased with me.
Yeah, I think they want to expose you like gradually, you know?
Yeah.
Right. Yeah, I agree. I think that's the best way to go.
Yeah, especially since I'm young too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Natural, no tattoos, all that stuff.
That's true, yeah. Mm-hmm. You've got natural boobs too, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Beautiful boobs. I must
Thank
admit,
you.
I looked at
Thank
it. I looked you.
You
up. Looked you up.
All about the nipple.
Yeah.
Which mine's now burned.
Yeah, yours
for the next
burned
week.
Completely.
And then I go see my guy this weekend. He'll be like, what the hell did you do?
That's okay.
That's
he,
so funny.
He'll soothe it for you.
I'm such a retard.
Put some aloe vera on it.
Yeah.
Wow. So now, what is what about relationships? Do you have any time for personal relationships, friends, girlfriends, boyfriends?
I have plenty of friends.
Do you?
Yeah, especially down here. I've made a lot of friends. I don't have a boyfriend, and the girls that I see that have boyfriends in the industry, it's almost like they've lost their mind. And it's not that I don't want one. Mm-hmm. I don't right now, but in the future I could. But right now I'm so busy, I don't have time for that. And I don't want to get caught up with that at the beginning of my career.
Mm-mm.
Right. No, for sure. And besides, you know, I mean, if you try to date like a civilian, a regular guy,
they wouldn't understand.
Yeah, they'll have a problem with it.
Well,
no,
yeah.
You're laughing. That's what they
That's
call him. You see, she's still new in the industry.
Yeah. No. It's funny when you say civilian. My friend from Oregon came down, and this girl, we picked her up and we were going to dinner. She's in porn. She goes, you know, I go, this is my friend Emily. And she's like, oh, we're in the car. She's like talking about her scene. And my friend's going, oh, my God, you know? And she's like, wait, are you a civilian? And my friend's like, if I'm a civilian, what are you? And she's like, I'm a porn star. I'm like, oh, God. I am so sorry, Emily.
Oh, my God. That's hilarious. Oh, my God.
Jesus.
Civilian, it's funny. Because you are. When you're in the entertainment industry, it's so different than...
Yeah. So most people end up dating within the industry because it's hard to date outside, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know how it works.
Yeah.
I can't say that it's never going to happen, but right now I can just laugh at it.
Yeah, that's true. So now what about like personal? So you don't feel any need for intimacy right now or anything like that? You're too focused on work right now.
Yeah, I mean, I spend a quality of time with my Hitachi in bed. and it just sits there next to my pillows.
Wow.
Well,
not much intimacy there. I mean, you get orgasms, but, you know.
I don't need a significant
need a guy,
other right now.
Yeah.
I have friends, and I'm young, and
That's
everyone
true.
Says you're young. You don't need a boyfriend right now.
Yeah, I agree. I don't think that's good for you.
And
right
it would interfere with your career.
Yeah, absolutely. When you're just taking off, like I would not. Because eventually it's going to get complicated and it's going to stop you from your career. And you're going to be at this point where it's like, okay, I'm about to blow up and you're stopping me from it. Or, you know, but I love you. So what do I do? And you're at this point where you're like, shit. So I wouldn't get involved in that right now. I would get yourself up there and then
do
once
it.
You're comfortable, then
It's also like the control thing. I don't want to deal with that because I don't want to deal with someone that's like, no, don't do boy girl.
Right. Exactly.
Right.
Yeah.
What do you want me to do? Sit here and masturbate on camera for 3 years? It's not going to happen.
Right.
I'll go do something else, even though I've never had a real job.
Yeah.
You're so
That's
funny.
The way to do it, man. You know. Take advantage of what nature gives you. You know, what the hell? Yeah. It makes you smart really quick, let me tell you. Wow.
Yeah, it's weird. That's in the AVN magazine, and my dad is going to read it and everything.
Yeah.
It's like, it's really embarrassing. I've never had a real job. Like, never worked at a grocery store. You know, the jobs you get in high school. I didn't work.
Now, all your friends here know what you do, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
And... There was one thing I wanted to ask you. Well, fuck it. We'll think of something
well,
else.
Well, this is something. I don't, when I tell people or meet people, I usually don't tell them what I do. Mm. I'm still getting away with I'm a fitness model.
Yeah.
Mm. Even though my abs are not as toned as they used to be, but it'll get back. But still, I get away with fitness model because you don't want to make... A lot of girls are like, I'm a porn star. I'm like, God, why did you say that?
Right. Yeah, I don't. Yeah.
Yeah. That's true.
I wouldn't say that at all unless you have no choice.
I had no choice one time.
Yeah.
On an airplane, and I wish I didn't say it because the guy was tapping me the whole time.
Mm. Yeah, yeah.
trying to talk to me. I'm like, oh, please let me sleep.
Yeah, yeah.
And what about friends back home? Do they know?
Yeah, I've lost friends. I've had, I still have a lot of friends at home. It's funny, people that, like, hated me or disliked me, whatever it was back in middle school or high school, were the ones that really were reaching out to me. It was really interesting.
You know what's funny is I found that too, actually.
Yeah?
Yeah, I found that really strange. I don't know what that is.
Yeah.
But, and that still happens. And I've been out of high school for years.
Yeah.
And I'm like, okay.
I think it's something that they just want to do and they can't do it or...
Maybe.
Whatever.
Or maybe, yeah, I don't know what it is. But, yeah. I mean, I'm nice to everyone.
Me
even
too.
Though they were like... really awful to me in like high school, whatever. I'm like, whatever. I don't care. Just forgive them and let bygones be bygones, you know?
Right?
Yeah.
I mean, yesterday I was at this music video on set with like Wiz Khalifa and a couple other rappers. Mm-hmm. And somebody at home posted a picture of my friends with Wiz Khalifa. I'm like, you don't know any of these people. Why the hell is this on your Instagram and your Twitter? And it was just nuts. I don't understand why you would post something like that. You don't know any of them, but okay. Just things like that. It's like you're so intrigued with someone else's life.
Mm-hmm. That's the thing you have to be careful too, is you have to realize who your real friends are.
Yeah.
Because you're going to start to realize that people who are around are not around because of you.
Oh, yeah.
They're around for other reasons.
I mean, you say you lost friends, right?
Yeah.
I mean, from them being judgmental and everything.
Yeah.
You know, that sucks. I mean, what kind of a friend is that?
You know? Well, you know what? At least it happened now and not later. And
that's
at least,
true.
You know, I mean, I went through like 5 years of being here before I had like this, okay, I need to like cleanse people out because I started realizing people were using me for who I knew or what I could do or who I could introduce or just like the scene of being, you know, around the people and not for me.
Right.
And so it was like a big cleanse that I went through and it was hard, but you know what? I'm better for it. So, I mean,
I'm going through it now.
Yeah. Yeah, so just realize and it'll be fine. And eventually you're going to have your niche of like amazing people and you're not going to think back. So
I think I'm building that right now.
Yeah.
And I am doing the cleansing of it, the friends right now as well.
Yeah. Good. Well, you just, you know, you're obviously smart about it. You know what you're doing and just, you know, listen to only good people, you know, not people that can get you in trouble and stuff. Because God knows there's a lot of those in this town too, you know. But... you know, I mean, if that's what you choose to do, you know, nobody should judge you. You know, I think it's something that, you know, when you do something that you love, then you're good at it. And, you know, I mean, you know, you'll probably have to deal with the pictures later on in your life, you know, if you decide to have
that's
a family.
True.
But at the same time, you know, you'll probably be so rich by then. Who cares? You'll have fuck you money and...
Exactly. You know, it won't matter.
I think that just... staying true to yourself is the only way that you can get by in this industry.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I am religious and I go to church. I'm trying to stay grounded and I don't want the industry to mess with me. And I know that I probably will have a little point in my career where I am not doing well.
Right.
And I don't know. I just, when that happens, I just want to stay strong.
Yeah.
And just stay true to myself. That's why I don't do anything I don't want to do.
Yeah, exactly, exactly. And once you have your communication major, then or your degree,
you
can do
whatever the hell you want.
Exactly.
Yeah. You'll be able
to... you'll be like managing other girls later on, you know, and banking off that. You never know.
I could do that.
Yeah.
You'll be better equipped to communicate with anything, with Cox, with, you know, whatever. You'll be able to communicate. Anyway, Teal Conrad, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
You're a lot of fun. Where can people find you?
I am on Twitter. My Twitter is T Conrad X, I have a Tumblr. Mm-hmm. I have Instagram. You just Google search Teal Conrad. I'm sure it'll come
up. Cool. You don't have your own site yet, right?
Not yet. We're working on it right now.
Good, good.
But I am so new that it's still really early to be talking about a website, but we're just starting to now.
Yeah, cool. And I saw also you're on Verified Call, right?
Or whatever called. I am on Verified
Call. Yeah, remember we had someone was on
there? Yeah, and I forgot I was supposed to say
that. Brie Olson was on it. Right.
Yeah.
So go ahead. So people can just look you up there?
Yeah, the link is on my Twitter, actually, on the About Me. It's really cool. I think you do it over the computer, but you click it, and it comes to my cell phone.
Right.
And it's cool.
That's cool.
To
yeah. So people go ahead and talk to
I
you.
I totally forgot. I signed up for it, and then I was supposed to call them, and then I didn't.
Yeah.
Do it.
It's what
easy.
The hell? Yeah. Yeah. Good money.
Extra cash.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, Teal Conrad. Thank you.
Thank you.
Everybody, go look her up. She's beautiful and a lot of fun.
Thanks.
And so good luck in your career and everything. I'm sure. And when you're big, don't forget about us.
Yeah. I will. I'll come back.
All right, Brigetta, you take care of your tit there.
Oh, I will.
Good luck.
Thanks everybody for listening. We'll see you all tomorrow.
Bye.
You have been listening to Sam in the Morning with Brigetta, which airs every Monday through Friday from 10 to 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. Sam in the Morning with Brigetta is an LA Talk Radio production where we say what we want.